Holy Week has now begun, and with Christ Jesus we have entered Jerusalem to celebrate the Passover. Christ's final Passover was the consummation of the Old Covenant, and his suffering, death, and resurrection were the beginning of the new and eternal covenant, the covenant of his body and blood given for the salvation of the world. The Christian Passover, called Pascha or Easter, is a participation in the cup of Christ, the chalice of his suffering and death. And it is this we proclaim always and everywhere. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Around the year 49 AD, St. Paul came to the Greek city of Philippi on his second missionary journey, and there he established the first Christian community in the continent of Europe by proclaiming that Jesus Christ is Lord, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. About 5 years after he left Philippi, Paul wrote a letter to the small Christian community there to encourage them to persevere in their faith, even through suffering. And our second lesson this morning is taken from chapter 2 of that letter. The text we read a few moments ago is one of the very oldest liturgical hymns in the church, and Paul incorporated this hymn into the text of his letter as a summation of the entire gospel. The Philippians hymn is a great confession of faith in Jesus Christ, and it proclaims that the man who was born of Mary is none other than the only begotten Son of God the Father. The Lord Jesus is the Father's eternal Word, who out of humility and love laid aside his glory, and by the Holy Spirit took flesh, so that as man he could suffer and die for us. This great Christological hymn then sings of the glorification of Jesus after his death, and of the universal cosmic worship of Christ, which follows his resurrection and exaltation, a worship both of tongues proclaiming and of knees bending. That is, a worship both of what we say and how we live. Paul introduces this hymn with an appeal to the Christians at Philippi to live together in humility and in the unity that comes only from a common faith in Christ. Paul's words to the Philippians are directed also to us today and should lead us to sing the great hymn of Christ's glory, not only with our words, but also with our lives. So this Palm Sunday, the Apostle Paul says to us, if there is any encouragement in Christ, any comfort from love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind. Do nothing from rivalry or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourselves. Let each of you look not only to his own interests, but also to the interests of others. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who, though he was in the form of God, did not deem equality with God something to be grasped at. Rather, he emptied himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was known to be of human estate, and it was thus that he humbled himself, obediently accepting even death, death on a cross. Because of this, God highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name above every other name. So that at the name of Jesus, every knee must bend, in the heavens, on the earth, and under the earth. And every tongue proclaim to the glory of God the Father. Jesus Christ is Lord.